My name is Issa, and I've been going to this church for as long as I can remember. I'm 15, so a freshman in high school, and today I'm excited to share a story about a close friend of mine. For personal reasons, I'd like to leave his name out of this. A really close friend of mine fell into a really dark place. He was hurting himself and confided in me that he didn't want to live anymore. He felt like the whole world had turned against him, and I was the only person he could trust. I was honored that he felt safe enough to confide in me, but I didn't know what to do with this information. I was scared and anxious. I immediately let him know that I would always be here for him, because that's what friends do. But I also confided in my parents, because I was afraid for him, and I wanted him to be safe. It was hard to balance being a friend and keeping him safe, especially when he was scared and wanted to push me away. It was hard knowing that he needed a lot of courage to tell me, but in the end, was still afraid. I wanted to respect him and his space, while also letting him know I wasn't going to leave. I know there are a lot of stories in the Bible about going through dark times, but the friendship Naomi and Ruth had inspired me. When Naomi's husband and sons died, she was left only with her daughter-in-laws, Ruth and Orpah. Naomi told both of them to leave her, so the Lord may deal with them faithfully. While Orpah turned and went, Ruth wouldn't allow this to happen and said, "Don't urge me to abandon you, to turn back from following you and after you. Wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you stay, I will stay." Friendship is complicated. You don't know when one is going to start or how strong it is going to be. Ruth and Naomi's friendship was made stronger by them overcoming the death of the people they loved. While we had been friends since kindergarten, we had never faced an obstacle so real and so dark at the same time. I wanted to be a source of guidance for him. I told him how much he meant to me and how I wouldn't let him go through this alone. He's doing better now, and even though some days are harder than others, he's going to get through it. I would like to take this time and reach out to the community. If you or anyone you know is struggling with this, please know that we are here for you, and don't be afraid to reach out. In fact, one of the things that helped me most was going to the suicide prevention night at the garage. It helped me understand what I could do to offer the most support. In the end, it is important to know your friends will never give up on you, because wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you stay, I will stay. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jack Carsian. I'm a freshman at North High School here in Denver, and recently I went through the transition from middle to high school. This was one of the hardest things that I've ever done in my 10 years in school. I had no idea how different middle school and high school would be. But while I was working through this transition, I was reminded of the parable of the lost lamb. And so I'm here today to share my thoughts with you. One day, Jesus is teaching to a large group of people, and out of the crowd come a smaller group of people, and one yells, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." When Jesus hears this, instead of making a lecture about it, he simply tells a story. He says, "One day, a shepherd wakes up in the morning and goes out to tend to his sheep. The first thing he does is count, and as he's counting, he expects to find 100, but at the end, he only sees 99. Now, instead of dismissing the sheep, he takes count of it, and he goes out and looks for it. And thus the mindset that Jesus was in when he preached to the tax collectors and sinners. He had that mindset that everyone mattered, and even if they were lost, they could be found. That is the mentality of second chances. Jesus believed that giving people second chances, even if they sinned, gave them new hope. Hope is a thing that gives people a reason to do things. Without hope, people don't have motivation, and without motivation, no one would do anything that actually mattered. Overall, people without hope don't try to do anything that can make a difference or make the world better. Providing second chances and grace is an important skill to remember when dealing with other people. For example, when I was getting used to high school, I felt completely lost. But when my teachers noticed this, they decided not to give up on me. They stuck with me and helped me out. They made sure I did everything well and to the best of my ability. This is that same belief that Jesus had when he was teaching to those people who had sinned. The belief in second chances. Jesus believed he knew that hope could change people. Jesus knew that people with hope could change the world. Thank you.
Hello, my name's Angelina, and I'm an eighth grader at Bryant-Webster. My mom and I recently returned from a trip around the world, and we both had many realizations about what it is to be happy and life. Do you ever feel like you need an extra push to be happy? Have you ever had a negative perspective on life because you felt discouraged? During trying times, everyone needs some light. Happiness can come to you in any way, shape, or form. What is it to be happy? How do you feel when you're happy? My definition of happy is having pure joy and a positive outlook on life. Not every day is going to be perfectly happy in life, and that's okay. This parable about the lamp under a bowl reminds me to have happiness. It also encourages me to spread the light to other people when they need it. For example, this parable of Matthew chapter 5, verse 15 makes me understand happiness. The parable is, "Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they put it on top of a lampstand, and it shines on all who are in the house. In the same way, you let your light shine before people so they can see the good things you do and praise your Father who is in heaven." It feels good to be happy. The simplest things in life make me happy, whether it is a yellow painted house, reading a good book, or eating ice cream with the people I love. Sometimes, without even knowing it, you can make people happy by being yourself. That's why, when my friends or family aren't happy, I'm there to remind them that I will support them in the good times and the bad. I will also be there to remind them that God will always love them.
Thank you.
We are in the midst of a series entitled Making Sense of the Bible, and I am grateful that we can turn to our young people and ask them to open that kind of a book and look for something that matters to them. And they were all able to make such beautiful connections to the lives that they're living and how God speaks to them. And I'm also grateful that God can speak to us through their stories. We are grateful.